2 Chronicles 9, 1 through 12. Devotional Focus Verse. Happy are thy men, and happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and hear thy wisdom. 2 Chronicles 9, 7. I remember taking a history class in college that was fascinating. My professor told us that he studied 3 to 4 hours before delivering each of our one-hour lectures. His dedication showed, and it was the best college course I've ever taken, both in information and enjoyment. Imagine living in the day of Solomon, however. An interesting college course pales in comparison to what someone could have learned from Solomon. God gave him the gifts of wisdom and discernment he had asked for as a new king, along with the riches and wealth he had not asked for. This wisdom was more than great intelligence. It was a divine gift. It went beyond natural abilities and achieved a breadth of understanding that only God could give. The Queen of Sheba was so amazed at Solomon's wisdom, wealth, and kingdom that she was literally breathless. The Queen of Sheba offered high praise to Solomon when she had seen all his kingdom and had communed with him. She proclaimed that all his people, even his servants, were happy and blessed by his wisdom. Today we hear many innovative ideas presented in books, blogs, and various other types of media. They may present new philosophies and new insights into the human mind, but nothing can compare to the words of Solomon that came from the wisdom of God. Thankfully, some of Solomon's words were preserved for us to read. The book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon make available just a few of the wise words given to him by God and kept through the ages. As the Queen of Sheba proclaimed, we will be happy as we read his words. We can go much deeper than merely reading words, however. We too can seek divine wisdom. In the New Testament, the Apostle James tells us that if we lack wisdom, we can ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. See James 1:5. No matter what vast amounts of knowledge we acquire in this world, if we do not have the wisdom from above, it will benefit us very little. We may enjoy temporary pleasures, including possessions and money, but employing godly wisdom in our daily decisions will bring a far greater return in eternity. Background information. The first 12 verses of 2 Chronicles 9 describe the royal visit of the Queen of Sheba to Solomon's kingdom. This visit is also described in 1 Kings 10, 1 through 13, and the Gospel writers Matthew and Luke recorded that Jesus Christ himself referred to it. See Matthew 12, 42 and Luke 11, 31. Most scholars agree that the kingdom of Sheba, also known as Saba, was in the southern part of ancient Arabia where Yemen is today. Because Sheba had control of the international trade routes through its land, it was a wealthy kingdom that produced much gold, spices, perfumes, incense, and precious woods. The Queen of Sheba was not the wife of a king, but rather the ruler of the kingdom. Secular historians concur that queens rather than kings ruled kingdoms of that region at times. Her journey to Solomon was lengthy, about 1,500 miles, and she traveled with a very great company and camels heavily laden with precious gifts and possibly goods for trade. Solomon's kingdom was not only legendary for its material prosperity, but also for the king's great wisdom. When the Queen of Sheba heard of that, she came to Solomon with great and difficult questions. According to verse 2, Solomon told her, answered, all her questions. The word translated, hard questions, is the same one used for the riddles with which Solomon tested the Philistines. Seemingly, such tests of intelligence and wisdom were common in ancient courts. The Queen of Sheba was not only impressed with Solomon's wisdom, but also with the prosperity and splendor of the buildings she saw in Jerusalem, the feasts hosted by the king, his servants, and the elaborate apparel his ministers and servants wore. The meaning of the phrase in verse 4, "his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord," is unclear, but it may refer to an elaborate private entryway that only the king used, or to the splendid entourage that accompanied King Solomon when he went to the temple. While the queen was obviously familiar with the world of royal splendor and luxury, she was completely overwhelmed by the glory of Solomon's kingdom. When the Queen of Sheba returned to her homeland, verse 12 states that she took with her many gifts from the treasury of Solomon. Conclusion. Like King Solomon, we can ask for divine wisdom that will enable us to live wisely and be witnesses to others.